Boston College says they will bring students back on campus this fall. The school is one of just a few institutions so far who say they plan to hold in-person classes. They join Northeastern University, who has also enacted a phased return and intends to reopen this fall. Joining me with the news is WBUR reporter Fred Tice. Hey there, Fred.
Hi, Tiziana. Good to talk to you.
You too, Fred. So big news out of Boston College today, where I was on faculty before I came here to WBUR. Why are they so sure they're reopening with students?
So Father William Leahy, the president of Boston College, wrote to the community yesterday explaining that they're making this decision because they happen to have about 400 students who stayed on campus when all the other students were sent home. Those are largely students who felt that they just could not go home, and the college decided to let them stay. And they learned that they could pretty much configure the college in a safe way just from looking at how they handled these 400 students. Father Leahy said that the health department of the college has figured out how to isolate students and how to test.
So, Fred, how's the school community reacting to the news? What are you hearing among BC folks?
I'm seeing a reaction online. When I heard this yesterday, I went online to try to, in different places, see how people were responding and from the Boston College community. And the students, there's a lot of enthusiasm. There's some skepticism. You know, some students didn't seem to feel like it was necessarily safe to come back, and they're wondering whether the college is doing this because it really needs the money. One student that I read on one of the social media websites was saying that he was wondering why there's not a detailed plan yet, because Notre Dame made the same announcement a few days ago but had much more detail as to how it was going to reopen.
So, this is a question, Fred. What about students, professors, faculty, staff who don't feel safe coming back? What has Boston College said about what will happen, to or for them?
So the only thing in President Leahy's letter is that they want to be mindful of the safety and health of everyone in the community, but they have not specifically addressed what they will do about students or professors who do not feel safe coming back. And by the way, surveys generally show that universities have done generally show students feel really good, they want to come back, and faculty are a little bit more cautious.
Okay, so the fall semester doesn't start until August or later. What is the pressure for universities to be deciding now instead of waiting to see how the next month or so goes? I mean, even in the Commonwealth, we don't go to phase two till we've seen how phase one goes.
One of the things that colleges are realizing is the more they can persuade students that there will be a physical reopening on campus, the better, more likely it is that those students are actually going to enroll. So far, colleges are saying that the deposits have exceeded their expectations. They're not really saying what their expectations were. But, students can make their deposit and still back out before they have to show up in the fall. And colleges are afraid that students may take either a gap year or a year off. There have been surveys that show that as much as about 15% of students are considering taking your year off. However, I want to give you some pushback on that. A couple of weeks ago, spoke to the Dean of Admissions at Wellesley College, and she was telling me that they're actually seeing the number of students asking for a gap year going down, because generally when students ask for a gap year when they're graduating from high school, they're expecting to go to some organized program in Europe or some other country, or some other part of the world. And those programs, of course, are not going now. And so I think a lot of students are realizing that there may not be much else to do but to go to college.
Yeah. So, Fred, we've got about 2 minutes left. I want to shift gears here, because you went to a meeting that five local universities had with the Boston Chamber of Commerce today: BNU, Northeastern, Bunker Hill, Emerson, UMass. What was your big takeaway from today?
I think the big takeaway is, what does it take? They're all really worried about what it takes to come back. For a BU president, Bob Brown, it's testing. He was asked, what keeps him up at night, in one word. He said testing, and he said that testing is going to be an essential part of reopening.
We'll have an announcement later this week. We are in the process of standing up our own testing facility at the university. Also important are going to be symptom tracking, contact tracing, which we're going to have to do, not relying on others. And then finally, the ability to isolate suspected or real COVID patients.
Northeastern's president, Joseph Fayoun. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. Go.
Oh, yes. I was saying Northeastern's president, Joseph Fayoun, is also saying that the university is developing its own testing and contact tracing. But he's also saying that he's noticing that much of the university world is moving online and may just stay there. He cited as an example, Northeastern is a school famous for its co-op programs where students get 18 months of work experience while enrolled. And he's seeing that most of the co-ops are moving online.
Over 75% of our co-ops now have moved to be online, to be remote. So that's, the employers are doing that and are getting our students to have their co-op experience online.
So, Fred, I'm going to take it back from you there. We've only got about 15 seconds left. So just very briefly, what are you watching for next?
Well, just what the universities, what the universities are going to say about how they can keep students safe. I mean, Bob Brown has said he's going to isolate students into small groups. But does that mean you prevent them from mixing with other groups? And how do you make them safe from COVID-19? And what are their parents going to say about that?
Yeah, no kidding. So many open questions. We'll look forward to pursuing more of them with you. That's WBUR reporter Fred Tice. Thanks.
Great to talk to you. Tishana.